We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News, KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Deadline for Kansas voter registration is today. We've got the story.
Wichita police say the same man may have robbed two businesses. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A lawsuit contests gender policy on Kansas birth certificates. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Once again, it feels more like November than it does October. Our complete forecast and what to expect is coming up.
Authorities in Tennessee are investigating the deaths of a mother and her four children Thursday night. Maury County Sheriff Bucky Rowland refuses to call the incident a murder-suicide for now.
We have folks that showed up on scene, family members, and they're currently being interviewed as well. And as I said, we believe we're on the right path of you know, making sure that we have the correct answer with this investigation, but we're not going to predetermine anything until this investigation is completed.
The husband wasn't home at the time. Police have no motive for the murders. Today is the deadline for Kansans to register if they hope to vote in the midterm elections November 6th. More than 300,000 people are registered to vote in Sedgwick County, and that's a record. It's about 25,000 more than the last midterm election in 2014.
Soon, demolition will begin on Wichita's Lawrence Dumont Stadium, clearing the way for a new stadium to host the city's AAA baseball team, moving here from New Orleans. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News the city council will look at an agreement with the new team at today's city council meeting.
We don't anticipate a vote. We wanted to present it to the council because there's a lot to absorb and go through there. It's a fairly complicated agreement, so we'll work our way through those agreements for the stadium itself and then bring it back in a couple of weeks and vote on it.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show on KNSS.
Police are looking for an armed man who robbed a gas station in downtown Wichita. Police officer Paul Cruz says it happened Sunday afternoon at the Express Mart north of Kellogg and Market.
An unknown suspect entering this business, attempting to buy a drink. The suspect then handed the employee a note demanding all the money from the register. The suspect did display a gun. Money was given to the suspect, who fled in a dark-colored SUV with light gray in the front driver's side quarter panel of the vehicle.
Sunday night, a suspect with a similar description robbed the Dollar General store at Pawnee and Oliver. Investigators are trying to determine if these robberies might be connected or related. A video surveillance image of the suspect from the Express Mart robbery accompanies the story on our website, knssradio.com.
A federal lawsuit is challenging a Kansas policy prohibiting changing the gender designation on birth certificates for transgender people.
Lamba Legal says Kansas is one of three states, along with Tennessee and Ohio, with similar policies. The lawsuit was filed Monday on behalf of four people and the Kansas Statewide Transgender Education Project. It seeks an order forcing state officials to provide birth certificates that reflect a transgender person's sex, consistent with the gender they say they identify with. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in an email that the issue was previously litigated in a state court. Its spokeswoman said the department does not have the authority to change a birth certificate except to make minor corrections by a court order. Gender identity is not considered a minor correction. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Top U.S. officials are headed to Saudi Arabia to get answers about the mysterious disappearance of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Meanwhile, some lawmakers are questioning the future of that country's role as a key American ally.
Saudi Arabia, seen as a key partner in preventing Iran from expanding in the region, now has some lawmakers putting the Saudis' role as a key ally in question. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News at 9.
If they did this, it makes it impossible for us to work with them closely in the short term until something's done about it.
Rubio says cutting arms sales may also be on the table as President Trump has promised a, quote, swift response if Saudi Arabia is found to have played a role in the suspected death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a phone call Monday, President Trump says King Salman denied any knowledge of the incident. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
KNSS News time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs get a little bit of satisfaction from an incident that happened in New England on Sunday. We'll have those details coming up in sports.
An Ohio man's Halloween display was a little too real. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The Good Feet stories help thousands of people live a better life. We're talking about relief of pain, pain in your feet, your ankles, your knees, your lower back. Mm-hmm. Have you tried new shoes? Has that worked? Maybe nothing's worked for you so far. Maybe you've got plantar fasciitis, which is like walking around on needles. Well, the Good Feet store may have the answer for you with inserts that will go in all of your shoes. And the Good Feet store is conveniently located at Kellogg and Rock Road, right there in front of TJ Maxx.
That's right. If you have that foot pain or foot discomfort that is acute and makes life just absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
So many people have found relief by going to the Good Feet store. Maybe you need to take that action and do that as well. Like we said, it's in East Wichita at the corner of Kellogg and Rock. Very easy access in and out. And boy, it just might change your life.
Individual results may vary. Consult your physician for medical conditions. But these are inserts that will go in all of your shoes, mm-hmm. including ladies' high heels. These products are proudly made right here in the USA. No shots, no surgery, no medication, just pain relief at the Good Feet store.
Make sure you get to the Good Feet store in East Wichita at Kellogg and Rock.
KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Doctors in the United Kingdom will be given the green light to write prescriptions to help people battling loneliness.
Usually doctors write scripts for meds, but not in this case. In this case, your doctor may give you a prescription to take a cooking class or to join a walking group. It's all part of an initiative being pushed by Prime Minister Theresa May, who calls loneliness in Britain one of the greatest health challenges of our time. The government says some 200,000 older Britons haven't had a conversation with a friend or relative in more than a month. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Ever wonder what it's like to survive a bear attack? Well, a hunter is telling his story.
The bear sunk her teeth into Bob Lagasa's arm and clawed his eye over the weekend near Yellowstone National Park in Montana. And now the 57-year-old Hayden, Idaho man is having a second surgery for his injuries. His prior surgery was for a deep cleaning of his wounds to prevent infection. Doctors now plan to insert a plate and a screw in Lagasa's arm to secure a broken bone. Lagasa's hoping to be discharged Tuesday, 3 days after the encounter with a grizzly sow protecting her cub. Lagasa says he and a friend were hunting elk when the bear charged from about 12 yards away. His friend drove it off with a blast of bear spray. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Of course, Halloween is all about scaring people, but an Ohio man's Halloween display was a little too real.
85-year-old Army vet Delbert Holsinger of Pickerington set up a fake plane crash in his yard, complete with an upside-down plane, a skeleton, and a witch spilling out of the cockpit. That last element might be a giveaway that it's a display and not real, but it prompted a 911 call from an alarmed witness anyway. Holsinger was surprised it caused such a fuss, saying anybody with any sense can see it isn't real. By the way, he says he's thinking about adding a witch on a broom near the airplane, so it looks like it ran into her. Expect another 911 call. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock with Stephen Ted.
Yeah, traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We actually have some pretty smooth running traffic in Wichita right now. Just a little bit of a slowdown, of course, out west at construction at West Kellogg and I-235. We do have a moving left lane closure on the turnpike today, roughly between the South Wichita interchange and Bell Plain. They're sweeping up some debris along the barrier wall there, so you might see a little squeeze on the Kansas Turnpike in that location. Traffic update, KNSS with Stephen Ted.
All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A freeze warning is in effect as we get the day started with some patchy areas of fog. Temperatures likely going to be in the mid-50s or so by noontime, 62 later on this afternoon. Clear overnight, our low 41, and then sunny on Wednesday with a high back to 63. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southwest wind at 5 miles per hour, 30 degrees with Steve and Ted here at 812. On a Tuesday morning, then the Kansas Association of Broadcasters convention concluding, and last night with the awards banquet. Ted, did you say Dan Holliday got an award or two?
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a classification for that kind of thing he does.
Well, he was involved in weather forecasts on radio stations that won awards
there
for their
go.
Weather. So,
there you
go. Yeah, he was part of that coverage, and he was up there as part of the awards.
Congratulations, Dan! Way to go. After nearly 3 months without a winner, the Mega Millions lottery game has climbed to an estimated $654 million jackpot. Unfortunately, even as the big prize for Tuesday night's drawing increases to the fourth largest in U.S. history, the odds of matching all six numbers and winning the game don't improve. They're stuck at a miserable 1 in 325 million. 1 in 302 million are your chances. The last time anyone won the jackpot was July 24th, when a group from California claimed a $543 million prize. Mega Millions played in 44 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And some items given to Colonel Harlan Sanders' driver and friends are being auctioned next month, including one of the Kentucky Fried Chicken founder's white suits and matching Stetson hat. Heritage Auctions of Dallas said in a news release that Dick Miller spent the last decade of Sanders' life working for him. Miller stayed on after Sanders' death in 1980, helping Sanders' wife, Claudia, and working for the company. Said he wants to sell his memorabilia to someone who appreciates the items and will end up with them. The collection includes the couple's driver's licenses and credit cards, an inscribed belt buckle, and a wristwatch. The live auction will be November 3rd at Heritage Auctions Entertainment and Music Memorabilia Auction, with internet bidding available. So, mementos from Colonel Sanders and Mrs. Colonel Sanders.
Ah, I'm a big Colonel Sanders fan.
Are you?
Yep.
Well, my dad always was. He really liked KFC a lot. So,
well, before that, fried chicken in the U.S. was basically a regional dish.
Yeah. Started in the South.
It was served in the South, usually on Sundays only, and it wasn't a big deal until Harlan Sanders kind of franchised it and took it nationwide.
He did. Yeah. He made it a big deal. So how much did you know about U.S. history and the government? Why does the flag have 13 stripes, Ted?
It's part of my college major. I better be better know some of this.
13 stripes on the flag. Why is that?
13 colonies.
13 original colonies. Yep. What are the three branches of government? Executive, legislative, and judicial, right?
Right. Even though the Glenn Beck says there are five.
What's he got?
His other two are, what is it? It's the people and the press.
Okay.
He says are the other two.
Yeah. Well.
Which is, you know.
Sort of.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. Who did the United States fight in World War II? In case you don't know, we had it on two fronts.
Yeah.
Primarily, we were against the Germans and Italians on one front and the Japanese on the other.
Mm-hmm.
We fought two at once. Their survey by a new poll shows that only a little over a third of Americans would pass a basic multiple-choice U.S. citizenship test modeled after the one taken by immigrants in the process of naturalization. So those of us who are already here apparently don't know as much as we're asking people who are coming in to know. Survey by the Woodrow Wilson National Fellowship Foundation sampled about 1,000 American adults. Only 36% actually passed the test.
But if you ask those people about the personal life of Taylor Swift,
they would
ace the test.
Yeah, responded,
or the Kardashians.
Yeah, responded 65 and older scored the best, 74%. Doesn't surprise me. Well, only 19% of test takers 45 and younger passed. Mm. All right. So what do people know about? You know, they can listen to us. If they listen to a news talk station, you know, they're going to have like us, they're going to have a pretty good understanding.
Yeah, our listeners are going to have a pretty good sense of what's going on.
They're
going to
be probably way above most people in understanding how these things work or are supposed to work. Although I can tell you there's probably nobody in America who can explain the electoral college system.
No. Well, that's its own deal, yeah.
Yeah. But at any rate, you know, you're going to find people. Did you find people who are younger people? And they don't seem to have a whole lot of interest in this, most of them. I'm sure some of them do. I was talking with some friends of mine whose a grandson had run for, you know, Jack Burgesson, who ran for, governor? The 17-year-old kid from, apparently he's going to run for mayor now. So.
Well,
we haven't heard from last of Jack. Jack knows a lot. He's in there after
he's already delving into the life of a politician.
Yeah, and there are kids like that around, but by and large, I'll have to sit down with my grandkids and do a little quiz and see how they do. I'd like to get the copy of this test. I'm sure we could. Could we? I'm sure it's on the net somewhere. And get a copy of that and then take it to my kids and see how they do. They love this kind of stuff.
I mean, when I was a kid, I had a book about the presidents. I just devoured that.
Oh, I loved history.
Loved history.
Yep. I still do.
Me too.
You know, I think have I told you this before? We had a history teacher at Hadley named Bill Mitchell. He later taught my kids at North.
Yeah.
And he would do the thing. He called it current events. I mean, every morning you'd come in there and he'd take the first 10 or 15 minutes of class time quizzing you. He would start a sentence, LBJ today, and somebody had to finish up what was going on in the news. And he made it in such a fun game.
Yeah,
kids would get engaged in it.
Yeah.
And it was fun to do.
Oh, that's the key.
Bill's passed away, but he taught both at Hadley and at North. I thought it was great.
Speaking of North, another guy we ran into last night, Rob Marin.
I didn't see Rob.
A guy
him?
Of course, used to work with us, and
yeah.
Now he's, you know, does a ton of work over at Channel 12.
Okay, Marin, I think he really pronounced his name Marin, I think, but his dad was a vice principal up at North, and his mom, Nancy, was in my class at West. Did you know that?
Yeah, we saw Rob last night. Yeah.
Nancy was the editor of the yearbook, and then she taught journalism after that. So I didn't see Rob. Where the heck was
Kansas
he?
Association. He was sitting at the Channel 12 table.
Oh, I didn't see him over there. No, sorry I missed him.
The Kansas Association of Broadcasters last night.
Yes, the big banquet. 8:19 now, Steve and Ted. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, who is the current champion of sports broadcasting in Kansas, according to the KAP.
Yay!
And he's going to talk about a little football, a little baseball, whatnot this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, a little baseball playoff action last night. The Milwaukee Brewers and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Game 3 for the National League pennant, tied at one game apiece. Who would get the upper hand in this series? Well, it would be the Brewers. All Brewers last night. The Dodgers could not get anything accomplished. You heard the game on KFH.
0-1. And a fastball that he hits pretty well the other way to right field. Puig is going back. At the wall, jumps, and it's gone! Another home run for Orlando Arcia. a two-run shot to give Milwaukee a 4-0 lead here at Dodger Stadium.
And that would end up being the final score, 4-0. Brewers now up 2-1 on the Dodgers in that best of seven. Game four between these teams tonight at Dodger Stadium, a little after 8 o'clock. Listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to that, we'll have the American League Series. Game three in Houston, the Astros hosting the Red Sox. Start a little after 4 o'clock this afternoon. That game also on KFH. That series is tied at one game apiece. We'll be talking pro football tonight here on KNSS, the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the weekly show. The Chiefs coming off their first loss of the season at New England. They'll get ready for a home game at Arrowhead Sunday night, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. A lot to talk about tonight with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom Show, 7 o'clock this evening, right here on your home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Speaking of the Chiefs, controversial play on Sunday at New England where the Chiefs scored a long touchdown. Tyreek Hill caught the pass in the end zone, and then as his momentum carried him out of the end zone towards the stands, a Patriots fan sprayed a beer in Hill's face, and that was not been looked upon very nicely by most of the nation. A little mad about that guy. Here's some of the reaction from Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio.
If you're going to try to get under Tyreek Hill's skin, I'm thinking shaking up your beer like a salt shaker and spraying it at him. Not the way to go, and beer probably costs like $12. And even Tyreek Hill, I give him credit. He said, hey, you know, that didn't shake me up because I was not going to go into the stands. I'd have looked a lot dumber than that guy did. So good on the Patriots as an organization. They even released a statement saying that's not what we're all about. We want our fans to be passionate, and yes, I'm paraphrasing, but spraying a beer in someone's face? Really? If Tyreek Hill got into the stands and beat the you-know-what out of you, you'd have gotten everything you deserved. You know what the players that come in the stands? Don't throw beer on the field of the players. And $9, too? That's just stuck on stupid right there with that guy. Good for New England.
Yeah, New England eventually found out who that was, and that person has now been banned from Gillette Stadium. Not welcome back to Patriots
games. I noticed on the video that one of the fans was also greeting him with the middle finger.
Oh, yeah, another classy
move. That must
move.
Be some really nice people up in New England.
Yeah. And we do have a football birthday today.
Okay.
Former Kansas football coach Bud Moore is 79 years old today. The interesting story of Bud Moore. He was the offensive coordinator at Alabama under Bear Bryant. He'd never been a head coach before. The only job he ever took as head coach was the Kansas job. Take over the Kansas Jayhawks in 1975. And that was a great year. He won the Big 8 Coach of the Year award that year. KU beat eventual national champion Oklahoma 23-3, snapping OU's 37-game unbeaten streak. It was the first loss ever for Barry Switzer as Oklahoma head coach. And Bud Moore was runner-up for the National Coach of the Year behind Woody Hayes of Ohio State.
Wow.
Bud should have quit right there.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead, Bud.
His first year as a head coach was pretty darn good. But then KU just got worse and worse and worse. By his fourth and final year, KU was 1-10, and he was let go, and he never coached again.
Interesting.
Yeah. Bud Moore is 79 today, the former KU football coach. Happy birthday. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute, encouraging confronting lawmakers in public. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.